52 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Politics is taking over Georgia, a battleground in this year's presidential race. Donald Trump is there now talking about his opponents.
She refuses to even say the words illegal alien or radical Islamic terrorist. She says nope. And the main thing, think of this, she wants to let mass amnesty and citizenship. She wants all illegals to have mass amnesty. Everybody can.
There's also now debate over an upcoming debate. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Vice President Harris says she's sticking to that debate scheduled for September 10th with ABC, which Trump agreed to before President Biden exited the race. Harris's campaign says he's now trying to back out, this as she closes in on a decision for her running mate.
A hurricane watch and tropical storm warnings have been issued for parts of Florida as Tropical Storm Debbie makes its way toward the state. It's about 100 miles west-southwest of Key West. National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome with a warning.
This is going to be a big rain event and a big flooding event. This is a classic case of why you cannot focus on the wind speed or the peak wind intensity.
Asked by reporters whether Iran would stand down on its threats to Israel, President Biden says, I hope so. I don't know. Correspondent Deborah Paddock.
There are high levels of anxiety here in Israel. Nobody really knows how or when Iran will strike back.
A day of remembrance in El Paso, Texas, to mark the 5 years that have passed since a gunman killed 23 people at a Walmart.
We honor the memories and remember Jorge Calvillo Garcia.
The people of El Paso came together to heal and remember the 23 victims of one of the worst acts of domestic terrorism in U.S. history. El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser.
We got tested that day and El Paso didn't buckle. El Paso united. El Paso came together and we are El Paso strong.
Black Hawk helicopters marking the moment the first 911 call came in, a new memorial unveiled. The gunman, Patrick Crucius, serving 99 consecutive life sentences. Chris Fox, 4 CBS News, Austin.
A Frontier pilot is handcuffed on board a flight in Houston and removed by police ahead of its scheduled departure. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Cell phone video taken from inside the airport terminal shows the man who appeared to be handcuffed being led off the jet bridge by police. Houston police identified the pilot as 45-year-old Seymour Walker, telling CBS News he was wanted on an arrest family violence warrant filed by Dallas-Fort Worth Airport Police.
And the flight wound up having to be canceled. The airline says passengers were offered a full refund, credit, or a spot on the next available flight. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin until midnight. Broadcasting live from the WMDX 92.7 FM studios in Madison. Hello to Wausau, Wisconsin, up in Bull Falls area, WXCO 98.9 FM. Of course, our friends over in Waukesha on 101 FM and WAUK AM 540 Rocker. We got plenty of show ahead of us. What's coming up, brother?
Jimmy, if you want to move to Madison, there's one person you probably should be talking to. That's Aaron Weber, and we'll be talking to him just coming up with interest rates and great time to buy. And then Level Down, Jimmy. They're a band here in Madison. Well, they're going to come in. We're going to hear what's going on with them. And in the lair, Chad Anderson. He's making a comeback. We're going to hear some live music from him. And coming up after that, Indy 45 with Shane Christopher Neal. And Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts.
844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. This band is going to be playing next weekend at Eakin Park Fest. Actually, 2 weeks from now at Eakin Park, August 17th. We'll tell you about it in just a couple of minutes. This is brand new, Cat and the Hurricane with Kilo, a.k.a. Skittles. It's called Costume on Max Inc. Radio.
No matter what I do, I feel like a costume. You know what that feels like, I don't think you do. Done running from feelings, I'm learning some teachings. You argue about pronouns, seems like you're just reaching. Do not understand us, but foe and a strand us. You cling to your Bible to save our outcast us. Don't need your permission, just need you to listen. When we say we're human, we're losing transmission. Undress myself. Your projection, don't need your attention. We need more protection, they're killing us now. Don't need your permission, just need you to listen. When we say we're human, we're losing transmission. Undress myself.
Undress myself.
To make you more comfortable.
Sorry, I'm not sorry for simply existing. All these terms and tradition, man-made religion. Hey, that box you sent me in is no longer fitting. I'll be there to let you trick me, I'm here for magicians. My mission specific, aligned with the limits. Survival and the fittest, it's God's decision. Don't be surprised we did it. Different, who is it? Who listening? Consistent, my senses is given. We all coexist, I'm with the rainbows missing. Jangle edition, the plot just thickens. No pop shit biggins, my locks is in this. You know my chakras are sitting. Reporting live from the top of my side. Yes, I keep it next to you, but this week gon' be swine. Hey!
Do I feel like a costume? You know what that feels like? Now maybe you do. Take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I once loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the the caffeine and alcohol in my blood, or is it some kind of divine punishment? 'Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I still get high off of coming undone.
caffeine, got alcohol.
Kicking off the 7 o'clock hour with a double dip of Cat and the Hurricane. That was Caffeine and Alcohol. Before that, their brand new one with Kilo, a.k.a. Skittles. Nice collaboration there for the song Costume. And Cat and the Hurricane, they have a lot of stuff going on. They actually just dropped, they're going to be up in Green Bay for the new Pride Alive show. That's happening on Friday, September 20th. Rocker, I know they also have a show coming up at the Harmony Bar with Damsel Trash. That's going to be a fun show. They're going to be at Eakin Park in 2 weeks. And next week, Rocker, they're going to be live in the Lair.
Right here, Jimmy. We're going to have Cat and the Hurricane right here in the studio. That's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be, I think, their third or fourth time performing in the Lair. They may have the record. And we love the band. They're great.
They're awesome. You know, as far as a band who has progressed for the amount of time I've known Cat and a Hurricane, which is about, 6 or 7 years now, I've known Cat.
Wow, it is.
From where they started to where they are now is just remarkable. Their music is good. They do a really good job with promoting themselves, getting themselves out to people. Bravo. What else can I say, you know?
Yeah. They're good. They're good. And we're going to find out how good they are now after their new album. All new songs. It's going to be a really good performance.
Original local music from Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. We're here every Saturday night. Sam, the man in charge of the sounds and the producer of the John and Gordy show.
I pull all the levers.
You pull all the levers, yes.
Hit the buttons, yeah.
Thanks for coming in tonight, man. And thanks for filling in for me a couple of times while I'm gone for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, glad to be here. Hopefully I don't set the place on fire.
You have to get up at like 5 a.m. or earlier probably, right?
My alarm's usually set for like 4:30. Yeah.
What's your, I mean, are you typically a morning person?
Not before I took this job, no. I hated waking. Well, I still hate waking up early. It's just, yeah. I'm used to it now.
How many alarms do you set?
Usually, I have an actual alarm clock, so. Yeah. Just that, pretty much.
I love mornings. Now, you know, I can get up pretty early, and I do fairly regularly. But when I was younger, I couldn't wake up before 10 a.m. to save my soul.
Right?
I lost jobs. I got fired from jobs because I was late. I was supposed to be there at 7. Nope, I was sleeping.
There's been one day where I slept through my alarm. That was an interesting morning.
I bet.
I think that it's just, you know, a rite of passage when you're younger that you're just going to get up later.
Yeah.
You know? And all of a sudden you get older and all of a sudden you're like, I don't even need an alarm clock.
Yeah, you got to pee. That's why you got to get up, right?
Yeah. My dad has kind of accidentally trained our dog to wake up at 5 in the morning, and our dog is his alarm clock now.
Nice. Yeah. Well, that makes it easy.
You know, I grew up here in Madison, and I've always listened to FM radio here in Madison, or just radio in general. And John Peterson, he's been on the radio here in Madison for forever, I think.
Yeah.
Going back to the 80s, right?
I remember going to high school.
At least.
Or going to school on the bus in the 80s before Sly took over mornings on IBA here in Madison. John Peterson was doing the family show on IBA.
Was it called The Family Show?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I thought that was just a joke.
No.
Wow.
Well, he's had the Family Show moniker for a while now.
I did not know that. Yeah. That's new. I thought that was just something made up on this morning show.
Oh, yeah. That's old.
Oh, wow.
They did that for their other shows, too.
What is there? Obviously, there's a generation gap between you and John and Gordy. Do you
quite a big one? Yeah.
Do you play off that? Do you play off that? Do you go, hey, boomer?
I don't go, hey, boomer. But no, yeah, it's kind of funny. They're both, John and Gordy are both in their 70s. I'm in my early 20s still.
Right.
They could be my grandparents, really.
Yeah. Do they ever say anything or like a phrase or like, just something weird that would be appropriate for their generation?
Well, John likes tech. He's a tech guy. He likes to have the latest and greatest. Gordy is not. So we make fun of, I make fun of both of them for both reasons. Cause Gordy doesn't like to do anything and John needs to have the latest and greatest, but he doesn't know how to use it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how it is, right?
Yeah, that was my mom when she was around. She always wanted to see the new tech and get it, but she had no clue how to use it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I just went from Android to iPhone, so I'm suffering this like IT, but it's pretty easy though, and luckily I have kids, and they can teach me how to use it.
You finally went to the dark side.
I went to the dark side, Jimmy, and you know what? I'm loving it. Yeah. All those people out there are probably like, oh yeah, yeah.
That's
pretty
awesome.
Nice.
Great to meet you, Sam. Thanks for coming down tonight.
Yeah,
appreciate it. And thanks for filling in for me in the next couple of weeks. Appreciate
sure thing.
It. You like music?
I do.
Yeah. Is there any particular...
Who doesn't like music?
Of course. That's a dumb question. You're right. I'm not even a boomer either.
Do you have any local bands you follow?
One of my friends that I'm going to be moving in with in a couple of weeks actually is in Cause and Control, which is... they're in college still, so I don't know how well in tune you are with like college bands that are kind of underground, but here and there, yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
I recognize all of the bands that are in the playlist that you've shown on John and Gordy before.
Oh, okay, sure, yep.
That's awesome.
I go in on John and Gordy every Friday morning at 7:30 and preview the local bands that are playing around town.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I'm not sure, there's not really a question tonight, but we would still love to hear from you. Or just throw us a text. Just tell me my haircut looks really bad.
You just want validation that I do. It's bad, don't you?
I do.
It's not bad.
You should have seen the handlebar mustache.
Oh, I got to bring that back. We're going to check with Terry Barr down at the Sugar Maple Festival here in just a couple of minutes. But right now, new music from the Spine Stealers.
Please, West Texas sunset, remind me I'm alone. And this sun has me burn to bone. On my third cup gas station coffee, tasting last night's cigarettes, my poor heart beating like a drum. These highways blur for me, another night where I'm supposed to be chasing the moon.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That was the Spine Stealers and their song West Texas Sun, brand new. You can check it out right now on Spotify. We're going to talk with Terry Barr in a couple of minutes. She's at the Sugar Maple Festival. And Aaron Weber coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now, number 27 on Max Inc. Radio.
I've been down this road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I do it all again. It's insane, insane. Heard it time and time again. Yes, I've been told there is. And fix my gaze. Yes, I will claim my prize someday. I've given all I can, left without one plan. I will rise above, I will rise above by grace. I will rise above by grace. Yeah. Oh, by grace. Thank you.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music with Emily Nemi. That is Don't Want to Cry. That's a cool little song there. Maybe you want to go see Emily perform. Well, you could do that at the Sugar Maple Music Festival that's happening right now and tomorrow at Lake Farm County Park. And broadcasting live from Lake Farm Park is our very own Terry Barr. Terry, good evening to you.
Hi, Jeremy K. Madison. The South Side is hopping at Lake Farm County Park with the Sugar Maple Music Festival. You mentioned Emily Nenny. She is the headliner tonight, so she won't even be on stage until about 9:30. So you have plenty of time to get there, and she's got like a cool vibe too. She started as a songwriter based in Nashville. And people said, we like your songs so much, why don't you sing them? So she did a little bit of playing at some honky-tonks, as she likes to call it, and is inspired by Dolly Parton. Mm. And she right now at the Sugar Maple Music Festival is also in support of a brand new album. And it's just exciting to see all of these musicians come in from all around the world. And I know we always say we are local music, but we are also local music-related events, just like the Sugar Maple Music Fest. I'm happy to be here.
There's local music no matter where you go in the world.
Yeah. And I should let you know, Rin Ribble, Rin plays fiddle with Frank Bush. Of course, we all know Frank Bush. She was here this morning teaching those who wanted to learn how to play violin.
Oh, cool.
So how fun, yeah, that you can get some education while you're here at this festival as well. And again, I mentioned earlier when I talked with you, there's all the jam tents going on, and people just kind of walk up, pull out their, you know, banjo, fiddle, whatever they've got with them, and they'll just start jamming together. It is just so cool to watch.
Sugar Maple Festival happening right now at Lake Farm County Park. That's just south of Madison, south of Southtown, actually, down by the Old Farm Tavern, if you're familiar with that, off of Moreland Road. Terry, there's three stages there. There's the roots and reggae stage. Also, the Jam Tents. Tell me about the Jam Tents.
That has the best vibe, Jimmy. You kind of walk up to it. And I have some video and I'll post it on our social media. But you walk up and the crowd around the tent is 4 feet, you know, deep to get into the tent because everybody just wants to watch what people are playing. And it's often led by one of the bands that just gets off the stage and says, hey, come on over, meet us at the Jam Tent, come jam with us. We'll lead you through a couple of songs. And oh my gosh, that area is packed throughout the entire festival.
Sounds like so much fun. There's a band there. I wonder if you know them or if you've talked to them or maybe we can get them on the air later, Terry. But the Corn Potato String Band. That's a great name.
That is so funny you chose that one because right now they remain my favorite of my time there. They are just awesome, and they put some funny things into, you know, almost like they're having a conversation while they're playing their music.
Right.
And, you know, they'll play and the one person will go, wait, what happened? It's just such a fun way to play this kind of music, and they look like they're just having a blast doing it.
So much fun. If you want to get more information, get the full band lineup for the rest of the evening or even tomorrow, you can go to sugarmaplefest.org. Terry, we'll check in with you one more time in about an hour. How's that?
Okay, sounds great.
Terry Barr live at Lake Farm Park for the Sugar Maple Music Festival. Go out and say hi and have some fun. It's going to be a good time. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. Also, Herbal Aspect here in Madison. 3 Madison locations, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. You can also order online at herbalaspect.com. And hey, Aaron Weber, he's here in studio. We'll have a chat with him next. It's Max Inc. Saturday Night.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza. Pizza Madison today.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hope your Saturday evening's going spectacular. I chose that word because I like to say it, spectacular. Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music. Don't forget to get the app, Rocker, because the Civic Media app, you put that puppy on your phone, you can listen to all the programming here on Civic Media. It's free. There's no ads on it. It's pretty cool, except for, you know, commercials that you listen to. Anyway, get the app, civicmedia.us, or we got a nice link for it, too, at maxincradio.com.
Jimmy, right now we are with one of our great sponsors, Aaron Weber from the Aaron Weber Group.
Spectacular sponsors.
And I'll tell you, one his motto is movetomadison.com, right? And so, you know, we broadcast statewide, and Madison is a hub of Wisconsin, and people are always looking to come here and move here. And this market is always moving, and it's always different. Aaron, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
It's great to be back, guys.
You look spectacular.
Well, Jimmy, spectacular. Can you spell it backwards? No. I want to make sure you had a quiz tonight.
No, oh, boy. Can't. I'm not doing that.
Can you spell it forwards?
No, I'm not doing
no,
it.
No, I can't do it either.
I can't do it either.
It's just my English teacher in high school would be very mad.
My English teacher hates me.
Yeah. Yeah, I was never good at it. I took my spelling book, glued it together so I didn't have to do it when I was in kindergarten. It made it a lot easier. I can't open the pages, so why do I have to do this?
Oh, that is awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about where you're here, which is the Madison market. Now, earlier this year, it was just on fire.
Yes.
And now our interest rates coming down. You know, what's happening in the market here?
Interest rates the last couple weeks have been coming down. Jobs numbers aren't looking as great. Inflation's slowing. I think the Fed's about ready to start cutting rates. If they do cut rates here in September, this fall, get in now. Because once rates start going down, everyone's going to be coming out looking for a house.
It's going to be like a mad rush. It's going to be like Black Friday at a Walmart.
Yeah, for that 65-inch TV that you don't need.
Right, exactly.
So you should probably get two.
That won't work in a year anyway.
No. You can't get it hooked up to the internet. You don't know what you're doing. I mean, it's fine. Okay. But get in now because fall, I mean, it's still in summer, but in my mind, I'm already in fall. Closings are in September right now. We're ready for fall market. Fall market's great for buyers to get in. You have no idea of the leverage you have to get a deal, get an inspection, understand everything you're doing before spring gets here. And spring will be here before you know it.
How's the inventory? I mean, the last couple of years, inventory has been very low.
Very low. It's starting to pick up right now. It always picks up in fall. You know, because coming into August right now, inventory starts picking up a little bit. Buyers are a little bit, there's not as many out there right now. So if you're a first-time buyer, it's a great time because most buyers are like, oh, summer's almost over. I got to go on vacation. And they're not looking at houses. So you have an opportunity to get into something and get a great deal.
Wow. What about people that already own houses just want to sell theirs and upgrade?
It's a great time for that scenario as well. I'm working with a couple of couples doing that at the moment because they can buy, get a great deal, and we can still market their house, get them into the price they would have got in spring, and still make it all work. So we have different lenders who can push all this together, get it all done without having all the rigmarole of 40 people coming through your house in 2 days, everything just disheveled in your home. It's awesome.
What about these like no money down deals that we're starting to hear about?
Yep.
What
they're very popular for the first time buyers. So there's a couple different programs that are out there right now that you can do that with. Talk to your local trusted lender. Don't call Quicken Loans. Don't do any of the national lenders. You know, just click on something online and everyone will call you out of the blue. Call somebody local that you know. Talk to your realtor. Talk to me. I have great local lender contacts that can get you in front of what you need to know. Also, there's down payment assistance programs.
Yes.
So if you don't have down payment, don't think you can't buy a house right now. There are ways you can get in.
That seems to be one of the inhibitors. People are like, well, I don't have a big bank account.
Yep.
You know.
And fall is the best time for that first-time buyer. You have an opportunity right now to get a house. In spring, we would list a house. We'd have 40, 50 people through on the, you know, that first weekend. We'd have 20, 30 offers on that. If you're a first-time buyer, you have to give away everything in your life to try to get that house.
Yeah. Right.
Right now, you can go out there, look at the house, go back and look at it maybe
a second time?
A couple days later. You could think about the largest purchase of your life. You could think about it.
Wow.
So, I mean, if you look at the marriage analogy, usually you date your significant other for a little while before you get married.
Typically.
You know, in spring market, you'd be like going out on a date and you just met them walking into the restaurant and you decide you want to get married.
Yes.
And the wedding happens right there.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Yeah. Why wouldn't it? Shotgun. So right now in fall market, you can actually go on a couple dates.
Wow.
Figure out what you want to do and get the perfect home.
Yeah, because, I mean, you really want to take, I mean, it's such a huge purchase. You want to take a little time. I noticed back in the spring, like you were saying, it's like you look at the house on Sunday and the offer's due in 8 o'clock in the morning on Monday. You're like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
It's too bad you can't, like, sleep overnight in a house that you're looking to buy. You know, if you're seriously looking to buy this house, hey, can I just crash here for the night? Because, you know, when you go to a new place and there's going to be strange sounds.
Could be haunted.
They're definitely haunted. Definitely haunted. But Jimmy, if that's your MO, what you want to do, I've seen it happen. Usually it's an Airbnb, the house is listed as. You can, and then it's also for sale. So you have that opportunity to stay there. It gets a little weird.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of cool.
The buyer or the seller probably does not endorse this action.
No, not at all. I mean, I've never convinced a seller to be like, hey, these buyers are kind of interested. They would love to stay there for the weekend. They would also like it catered.
Yeah.
And they're going to have 150 of their friends show up.
Just think of it as a bed and breakfast for 160 people.
It should be fun. I don't see why there's an issue here.
Barrel party. We're going to pay the first month's rent with a barrel party.
It should be fine. It should be fine. That's what we always keep telling everyone.
How do you keep your clients with that fun attitude? That's something you've talked about in the past. You're loose. You like to keep things loose, get the job done. But, you know, some people are they're strung tightly, man.
They're wound tight. Most buyers and sellers, when you're buying and selling, it's your largest transaction in your life.
Yeah,
you know, so
right.
You're stressed. You're just worried about everything. We have a lot of witty humor. We try to make you laugh during the entire thing. You know, just everything that could be bad. I mean, I had a client that we're getting ready to list their house this spring, and the neighbor drove their car through their garage, you know, the day we're trying to take photos. So it got delayed a little bit. But, you know, they were not so happy about that situation. I said, well, now we can say updated garage, new garage doors, new siding. We have updates to list. They laughed. It worked out perfectly, but it really lightens the mood. Just take the situation and make them happy.
Is that when you lift up your pant legs and show them your socks?
Oh, exactly. They're like, cool, I couldn't even match my socks today. I'm like, I really was really trying when I left the house. So,
What color are your socks tonight?
I think one's blue, one's gray.
Blue and gray.
Blue and gray.
And one's got a hole definitely with the toe sticking out. So I noticed that earlier on a showing, and I'm like, ooh.
Oh,
maybe
boy.
That one should disappear.
Yeah.
So
that sock needs to be retired.
It should be retired.
Put it in the dryer, you'll never see it again.
Exactly. Yeah. Once it goes to the dryer, it will definitely disappear.
I hate that. Aaron Weber from the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com. It all starts right there. Visit the website. Take a look at all the useful information on there that you all have
it
on the website.
It should be useful, I would hope.
It's educational.
You would hope so.
And it will make you a spectacular buyer in this market.
Usually, if you can't get the useful information off the website, just call or text me. You know, usually late at night is really what we want. You know, 1 to 3 in the morning is really good for us. We really love responding at that time. I'll call you at 5 when I get up. No big deal.
Yeah. Just, you know, leave a message. It's all good. Aaron, we really appreciate you, your support of Max Inc. Radio, and love what you do with Aaron Weber Group because you have fun.
We have way too much fun.
That's awesome. Are you the only one that has mismatched socks? Or is
yeah,
there any...
the rest of the guys that work with me on my team, they try harder. I don't get it.
I'm telling you, man, you and Stephanie ought to make that a requirement for your salespeople to wear mismatched socks. That should be like a company-wide mandate.
I mean, we have nice, we have a collection of Hawaiian shirts. You know, we try to push the envelope way more to make people comfortable because they're like, these guys are wearing Hawaiian shirts in December in Madison.
It's the best time to wear them.
Yeah.
That's right up Jimmy's alley.
Really is.
He loves those Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate you.
No worries. You boys have a good time tonight.
Oh,
thanks
yeah.
for coming in, Aaron.
Thank
you. Have another beer. Don't go anywhere,
no,
okay?
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Excellent.
We getting Terry back on the line?
Terry's going to be back on next hour. We got Level Down coming in next hour. And live in the Layer Rocker.
Chad Anderson.
That's what I was looking for. Thank you. That and my other sock. Where's it at? Hey, this is brand new music here sent to me. All the No's. It's the new Power Takeoff. This is Paul Schluter's son, Ethan.
That's right. Scott Tice, the old drummer from the Weisenheimers.
It's brand new music from Madison on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Let's go! out for a walk, but was hit by a car. Quite a surprise when you're walking alone. You thought you learned how to fly till you passed off the road. Then it was clear that something was drastically wrong. But then my soul gave instruction in positive thinking, teaching nervous businessmen the art of succeeding. And his lessons were all based on the premise that little is wrong. You're probably still alive if you know that you're bleeding. You're still alive. My soul went out for a walk, but was stabbed in the back. I told him time and time again to avoid alleyways, and in the dark he never saw it coming, cause it happened so fast. Luckily he had nothing to steal on him anyway. But then my soul shrugged his shoulder, said it could have been worse. It's never better in the papers you're reading. He talked of honesty, integrity and positivity. You're still alive if you know that you're bleeding. You're still alive.
Civic Media, we are local music. This is brand new rock and roll from The Solution, Still Alive. We debuted that track on Max Inc. Radio not too long ago. And before that, brand new music debuted tonight on this show anyway. New Power Takeoff is a new band from Madison featuring Ethan Schluter. That's Paul Schluter's son.
That's right, Jimmy.
He's playing guitar, right?
He's playing guitar in this band, yep.
Okay. Is he also singing? Is he the vocal?
No, it's the vocalist is Scott Tice, who used to be the drummer with the Weisenheimers and sure, a couple other bands. And so I want to say they have pretty young kids in the band. So kind of Scott's taking this band and young kids, and he does the vocals, and Ethan Schluter is playing. And I think they just got signed to a record deal. If you go check it out. And this was one of the new songs that they're releasing.
It's like a superstar band just born.
It's the next generation.
I mean, they've been working their tails off for everything, but yeah, it's pretty cool. Jimmy K, rocker, hanging out with you, original local music from Wisconsin. You know, give the drummer some, you know. So I was at the gas station in Wanakee the other day, rocker.
Yeah.
And I'm getting gas,
Are you sure you weren't getting beer, Jimmy?
And this dude started screaming, give the drummer some. Because I'm wearing my yellow Clyde Stubblefield t-shirt, you know?
That is awesome.
So the guy ended up being Flash from Madison. You know Flash, Daniel Danahue?
Okay.
He's like a guitarist. I think he plays harmonica. He's played with Clyde and all the blues guys around town, and he's been in the Madison music scene forever. It's the first time I ever met him. But, you know, we introduced ourselves, and he was like, ah. And then, you know, I took a selfie with him, posted it on Facebook, and then it was like a 10-minute history lesson in the Madison music scene from Flash.
Wow.
It was a great conversation. And the best part about it, Rocker,
yeah,
we gave the drummer some.
Nice. So did, anyway, did he have any good points that you can share?
It was so much. So Jamie is his son, Downey. Off the top of my head. I hope I'm not screwing it up. Anyway, apparently when he was a baby, he was sitting inside Clyde's bass set or something like that.
Wow. The bass drum?
Yeah, the bass drum. Crawled
inside of there?
Yeah.
During a show?
I don't know, during the show.
I was going to say.
That would kill somebody's hearing, probably. But anyway, I thought that was cool to meet him. And it was like I said, 10 minutes in a Quick Trip parking lot talking local music and learning stuff from him. It was pretty cool, you know?
So I got a little Clyde thing.
Oh, you're going to have to hold on to it because we got the heartbreak
coming up. Oh, okay, Jimmy.
I'm sorry, Rocker. Save the Clyde thing. We'll get to it. Hey, this is brand new music here. This is Marta Hansen. What a pity. The song is pretty cool, and it's the first of this genre for Marta.
The Piano Gal.
It's the Piano Gal. Max Inc. on Civic Media.
To be burned to the ground that
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I have been to Disney, and the first time I didn't even come close to sticking to my budget. How much Dole Whip can one mom eat? Turns out, quite a lot. Now, since then, as a Disney lover, I have found a few hacks, and today I'm going to share a little savings secret I recently stumbled across. It's a website called David's Vacation Club Rentals. So for more than 20 years, David's has helped Disney Vacation Club point owners rent their points to prospective Disney vacationers. Then vacationers like me or you can use those points to book rooms on Disney properties. It's a little more complicated than a regular reservation, but the discounts can be pretty steep, like half the cost. Check it out, David's Vacation Club Rentals. For more Disney discounts, check out the member benefit section at workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.